I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, January 3rd, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every week, is David Sanger, the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Hi, David. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Carrie.
David, on Wednesday, a new Congress arrives, full of new members, some fueled by the Tea Party, promising budget cutting and an end to the Obama health care program, which they call Obamacare. What are these next few weeks going to look like?
Well, I suspect that we're not going to see a repeat of the bipartisanship that you saw at the end of the last Congress, which is when START got through and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And President Obama had a series of legislative victories. I don't think that the new majority in the House is eager to repeat that experience. The first thing they'll be doing is trying to get through a largely symbolic vote to repeal the Obama health care plan. Largely symbolic because it has very little chance of going through the Senate, and of course the president could veto it. The second big issue that they're going to be taking up is this vote about whether or not to raise the debt limit. This is the congressionally mandated limit on the amount that the United States can borrow at any given time, and right now it's at the astounding number of $14.3 trillion. And many who are coming in, some of whom have only a loose understanding of what happens if you don't extend the debt limit and the U.S. could default on some of its obligations, say that they're going to make this the stand for not increasing the size of the deficit and beginning a budget-cutting process.
Does the White House have a plan if this new Republican majority tries to reverse the Obama health care plan?
They do, Kerry, and they believe that they can get the political advantage here if they bring out all kinds of people who would lose benefits once the health care plan was repealed. And those would be people who previously had not been covered but are now covered, or other citizens who can testify that they now have access to the kind of health care that they were denied before. So I think the White House hopes that they can do this better than they did the health care fight a year ago.
President Obama is still eking out the last days of his vacation. He's not coming back from Hawaii till tomorrow. And he's done a good job staying out of the news for the past 2 weeks. Is this unusual for presidential vacations?
Well, can you blame him? I mean, if you were coming into the kind of week that he's likely coming into, I think I'd stay in Hawaii a little longer as well. But this has been an unusual vacation. It was very much unlike last year's, which, of course, was punctuated by the attempted underwear bombing, you remember, on Christmas Day of 2009. This year, it was a very quiet Christmas and New Year's holiday period. But the president also felt no compulsion to either go out and make statements or make people think that he was particularly working hard on getting briefings the way President Bush's staff used to come out and tell us in Crawford that he was getting, you know, daily briefings. I'm sure the president was getting those briefings, but it tells you something about the man that he feels that when he goes on vacation, he really does want to turn off his BlackBerry.
What else is on the president's agenda when he returns?
Well, they've got a big ramp-up of a lot of international issues that are going to be coming up very fast. There's the vote in Sudan, the referendum, which could end up splitting the country in two, and no one knows how that's going to work out. By mid-month, President Hu Jintao of China will be coming on a state visit, and that's a fairly significant event because there have been very few state visits here in Washington, but because also the relationship with the Chinese has been particularly testy in the past year over economic issues, territorial issues, and, of course, North Korea.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
David Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. And that's The Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.